We learned the Gemara in the bottom of Dalin Amid Beis, where the Gemara quoted in the Machlokes HaTanoim, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. When does the Avela Shiva begin? We paskan like Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer Shamutehu. We rarely paskan like Rabbi Eliezer. He was from the Beis Shammai. So here also we don't accept his opinion. He says the Avela begins Achiyetzim Pesach Habayis, when they take the mace out from the home. And we don't paskan like that. We paskan like Rabbi Yeshua. Achiyistam Agol. What is Timus Agol? So Rashi learns the Golel is the lid on the coffin, and the Doifik are the two, the boards on the side that the Golel is supported with. Boshep Shad, the Golel is Dofek on the Doifik. Taisis in one place wrote that the Mace is Dofek on the walls on the side. But the Boshep Shad is that the Golel is Dofek on the walls on the side. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree, and he has a few kashas. So one kasha Rabbeinu Tam is from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara has, the Mishnah say that Goyle V'dofik is metame like a mace. Just like a mace is metame the ohel, so Goyle V'dofik is also metame. It's not exactly the same. The Gemara said it's a mace is metame b'maga b'masa b'ohel, and a Goyle V'dofik is only metame b'maga u'ba'ohel, not metame b'masa. So that's what Tosis wonders, what is that based on? Where the psukim? Okay, so Tosis works on that. It's not 100% the same as the mace. So how do you know that a girl of the defek matame? So Tosis quotes about the fourth line of Tosis. They quote from Behem Ham Kasha, that's a Maseches Chulin, Adafayim Beis and Beis. The pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, those Chukas Atara, that Parah Aduma, those Chukas Apara, okay. So it says, if you touch Al Pnei Hasada, Chayig Al Pnei Hasada Bachalal Cherev of a mace, of Yetzim Modem, of a Bekover. So what does it have to say, Al Pnei HaSodeh? It's going to say, if you touch the mace, be'etzem adam, be'kever, Al Pnei HaSodeh is marbe, l'rabbis goyle v'dofik. So Tosfos says, bishleim, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the goyle v'dofik is the matzeva, is the goyle v'dofik, are the stones that hold up the matzeva. That's Al Pnei HaSodeh. That's on top of the surface of the earth. But if you learn like Rashi, the mace is buried 6 feet under. So the lid on the coffin, with the walls of the coffin, is not al pnei asada. So how do you learn that from the pasuk al pnei asada le rabbis galu v'doifik? It's not hapela. It's a right brewer to the rabbi in the tam. That's one kasha. Yeah. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Nadavid, comes up with a teretz on Rashi. He says, Enachinami, Rashi shita will be that the coffin, the lid of the coffin, and the walls on the side, are only metame, but oh hell, if it's al pnei asodeh. But once the coffin is buried in the ground, the mace will be metame. To whatever extent the mace will be metame, mace is metame, but oh hell, directly above it. But the girl of a, let's say, if you have a mace in a coffin, Tosis quotes from the Gemara in Brochas, daf yutes. Tosis quotes three lines from the bottom of the Tosis, bottom of the page. That's what the Gemara says there. The Gemara tells in Brachas Daf Yutes. The Gemara Brachas Yutes and Beis and Chof Amir Aleph is a whole sugya about Kovar Abrius. To what extent do you consider Kovar Abrius as a consideration? If you're going to observe the mitzvah, someone is going to feel hurt. So do you say you're allowed to violate one of the Isurim? Or do you say you can forego fulfilling a mitzvah? No, not to hurt someone's feelings. So the Gemara says that Kavar Abrius is a consideration. You learn out from the pasuk Lo Yitamo. A kohen is not allowed to be mitame to him. Seven relatives he's mechuyev to be mitame. Why? So it says Lo Yitamo, that we pass like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Shmuel. Lo Yitamo is a chayva. Lo Yitamo is a chayva. That's the mocker for the institution of Kavar Abrius. So see, the Kavar Abrius allows you to violate a loisese. So the Gemara limits it. The Gemara says, not only over there, it's a weaker kind of a loisese. Why is it weaker? So Tosis explains, it's a lapshein shavah bakol. The Isra of Tumas Kohanim doesn't apply to all the Jews, only applies to Kohanim. Doesn't even apply to Kohanos, only to male Kohanim. So Kavar Abrius says, Deiche Anisa Derais, if it's an shavah bakol. When else does Kavar Abrius permit you to violate the Dini HaTorah? Let's say the Gemara has this case. Person's wearing shatnas and he's walking in the street. He doesn't realize he's wearing shatnas. I come over, I know, I'm in the clothing business, and I see that he's wearing shatnas. So should I take off his clothes? He'll be standing in his underwear, or less. He won't have any clothes on. So it's a consideration of kavod habrias. So do you say the kavod habrias that the person shouldn't be embarrassed? Kavod habrias permits him to violate the shatnas sana. So the Gemara says no. In chochma beinetz in tfunim leneged Hashem. Even if it's the Rebbe, what do you mean a chil Hashem? What's the chil Hashem? Chil Hashem means whenever someone does any aver, that's called a chil Hashem. Chol means empty space. So we assume malachol haaretz kevoda, the Shechina is all over, and if someone does an aver, it's considered as if he chases away the Shechina. The Gemara has an expression: Ein ani b'hu yicholim lodek b'makom echad. The Shechina doesn't want to be there when a person is doing an aver. So whenever someone is doing an aveirah, that's called a makom she'yeshchem chil Hashem. The Shechina is being chased away. So whenever someone's doing an aveirah, that's another way to say it. Whenever someone is doing an aveirah, you're not allowed to consider kavod habrias. But by the tumas kohanim, you do. The kohen is metame, he participates in the funeral. He goes to be metame to the seven relatives because of kavod habrias. If it won't be metame, so it'll be an embarrassment. It's kavod hames. It's not even kavod hachaim. It's kavod hamesim over there. Here we're talking about kavod hachaim, a living person. More chomor than kavod hamesim. So how can you say that kavod habrias doesn't permit you to violate the isurei Torah? So that's what Tosis explains in the Gemara, that the isur tumas kohanim is a lav she'ena shava bakol. Masheni came the prohibition of wearing shaftins, that's a lava shabbat bako. It applies to all the men and the women and to the kohanim and to the non-kohanim, it applies to everybody. So kavod habrias says, not decha adin deraisa if it's an isa hashava bako. What about an isa derabbanon? What if the shaftins that the person is wearing is only shaftins derabbanon? Sometimes you have climbed deraisa, sometimes you have climbed derabbanon. So Gemara says, kavod habrias says, decha dinim derabbanon. So the Gemara gives an example of kavod habrias being decha din derabbanon, different kinds of kavod habrias. See, one kavod habrias, kavod hamesim, if the kohen won't attend the funeral of his sister or his mother, it'll be an embarrassment to the mother. But that's one kind of kavod habrias. First of all, it's only kavod hamesim, it's not kavod hachaim. Kavod hamesim is a lower level. And secondly, it's not that there's going to be a humiliation, except you enhance. There's more kavod habrias if the relatives attend the funeral. But it's not like a person walking around without any clothing on, walking in his underwear. It's not the same kind of kavod habrias. Kavod hamesim to begin with, so no one is feeling insulted. So it's the different levels of kavod habrias. That's what Tosfos in Sanhedrin and in Shavuos talks about. Are you talking about a bizoyin gadol or a bizoyin katan? How much of a bizoyin are you talking about? So the Gemara has another kind of kavod habrias there on Yud Tes on the base. The Gemara says Kohanim are not allowed to be metamei to meisim. The Gemara says medalgim hayinu al gabi aroinos. There were dead bodies who were in coffins, and the coffins were sealed, and they weren't buried yet. That coffins that weren't buried yet. So we would keep such a coffin inside a funeral home, inside a building. In the days of the Gemara, apparently they didn't have a funeral home. The coffin is sitting on top of the surface of the ground. And the Kohanim wanted to go to be Mekabel Pnei HaMelech. That's an inyan of Kavod Habrias, to be Mechabed the Melech. So the Gemara has a loshim. Medalgim Hayinu, we Kohanim were jumping on top of coffins. Let's see, here's a coffin. So they jumped on top. Must be a whole field full of coffins. So they're jumping on top of one coffin, on top of another coffin, till they get to be Mekabel Pnei HaMelech. Mishum Kavod Habrias, you're allowed to violate an Issa Derabbanon. What's an Issa Derabbanon? Tumas Kohanim is a pasuk in Chumash, it's a din deraisa. Gemara says, no, they were all in coffins, and the coffins, roi v'aroinus, have a pasach tefach. Pasach tefach means, let's say this is the floor. The table is the floor of the coffin. The dead body, the Gemara is a dead body. So the dead body is lying flat on the coffin, and the lid of the coffin is usually ruba de ruba, roi v'aroinus, have a pasach tefach. Means that there's a tefach of empty space in between the top, even a fat person, very fat, so that his belly is going to go up, okay. His back is on the bottom of the coffin, the belly is going to be high up, but there's still going to be a tefach in between the bottom of the lid and the top of the belly, or the top of the head, whatever, you're going to have a tefach. Miyut HaRoinus don't have a tefach, so min HaTorah, since there is a tefach, so the lid is chaytzes b'fnei atum. Let's say there would be a dead body in this room, and a kohen is sitting in the room upstairs, so there's the dead body is going to be much more than a tefach between the bottom of the ceiling and the dead body. The dead body is going to be on the floor, around a chair, around a table, somewhere over here. It's going to be much more than a tefah. So the floor is chaytzitz b'fnei atumah. So because roi v'arayinahs have a paseach tefah, miot arayinahs don't. So min ha-torah, you go b'asa roim and you say that you're allowed to jump. The kohanim are allowed to jump on top of the arayinahs. They're permitted to go on top of the arayinahs because what? Because the tumah doesn't go up. Tumah doesn't go up because it's chaytzitz b'fnei atumah, the lid of the coffin. And the Rabbanon, they made a din to be choshesh for the miut. Since the miut arayinahs do not have paseach tefach, so they made a din the Rabbanon that it's also to jump on top. So since it's only the Rabbanon also to jump on top of the arayinahs, and they're going for the purpose of kavod abrius, it's not a kavod abrius to prevent someone from being embarrassed. The kavod abrius to kum v'yaseh, to be mechab de melech, medalgam hayinu agabe arayinahs likres malachim. In order to greet the melech, in order to show kavod to the melech, one is permitted to violate an isa the rabbanon for the purpose of kavod abrius. So Tosfos says the kasha on Rashi. If Rashi says that the lid of the coffin is the goylov and the doifik are the walls on the side, so what in the world are you talking about? That it's chaytzis b'fnei atumah min haTorah. It's only tomei mid the rabbanon if you jump on top of the arayinahs because of the gezeira the rabbanon miot arayinahs. Don't have a pesach tefach. It's awesome in the rabban. It's awesome in atayra. The girl of a doifik is betami ba'ohel. You say the Mishnah says girl of a doifik betami ba'ohel ubemaga, not betami b'mas, betami ba'ohel ubemaga. So this is ohel. You're jumping on top of the lid of the coffin. So shouldn't it be an isa deraisa? That's Tosfos kasha.
Another question is, there's a Mishnah Erevin that says that if you use an animal, machok is for a mayor, I think, for satan kamal, whether you use an animal as a golo. It's a bishma according to Tosfos, so whatever, like it covers the outside of the place where he's buried or something.
Right, we'll get to that. Right, Tosfos talks about that too. So let's first concentrate on this. So according to Rashi, what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? That the Rav Arayinahs have a pesach tefach. So minatoritz mutter for the Kohanim to jump on top. But with the Rabbanim, because miut arayinahs don't have a pesach tefach, they made a gzera the Rabbanim to be choshish for the miut. Isn't it a din deraisa? Forget about miut arayinahs don't have. Let's say every arayin in the world has a pesach tefach. But the arayin itself is the girl of a doif, because mitami ba'ohel. So the Rishonim Satosis answers, no, there's a braisa maseches moches. Maseches moches is not mishnayis. It's not brises from the Tanoim. Maseches moches, the mesichtes Tanois, maseches tefillin, maseches benzuzah, maseches kusim, and maseches ofrim. All of those mesichtes were composed by the Gaonim. They collected brises in the Gemara. They collected other brises that we don't even have any sources for them. Put them all together. So that's the question: to what extent do we rely on what it says in maseches moches? How authoritative are they? So Tosfos quotes maseches moches where it says. What does it mean? What do you mean? Anozim megalechala. Anozim is not allowed to be metamei lemeis. What's a din if the chiyomis meisala befesat pisam? The nozim becomes tamei accidentally, or bemezid b'shegig does make a difference. So it says while he's tamei meis, let's say he was mekabla naziris to be a nozim for 100 days. The din is stam naziris shloshim yom can't be a nozim for less than 30 days. And if you said Haredi Nazi, you didn't say how long, so the din is Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. So let's say the guy accepted to be a Nazir for 100 days. So let's say on day number 75, he's Metame Lemeis, Bemezid, Beshegig, Beinus, Barotz, and does make it as Metame. So the 7 days that he's Tame Meis, you have to be Tame at least 7 days. You have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So he's Tame for 7 days, so that's not Oila for the Naziris. Then he has to bring. He has to bring karbonas, karbonas nozer tomei, and then he can start resuming the din of naziris tahara. But the pashtus is, Tosfos doesn't agree with this, the Rambam seems to hold like this, the pashtus is that the 100 days have to be ritzufim. So if he counted 75 days and then he became tomei, so then he's knocked out for a week, the yimei tuma not oila, and then you're going to say he brings the karbonas, then another 25 days is going to be mitzurif to the 75 days from before, the 100 days have to be ritzufim. Al pi pashtu, so it says nuchumish hayamim harishanim yitlu. The first 70 days don't count. You have to start counting all over again. So the Mishnayos say that's only these dinim that you have to bring. You have to do tiglachas nazir tomei. He has to shave off all of his hair. The galachas nazatame, and you bring karbonis nazatame. And hayamah harishanim yiplo, and you start counting all over. That's only if he was actually nitma lemeis. V'chiyamis meisala befesa pisam. The loshan haramam is atzmashal meis. He actually came in contact with a dead body. What if he came in contact with goyel of a doifik? Whatever goyel of a doifik is. So it has a tumor like a meis. It makes you into an av hatumah. Makes you, we assume, the meis is av yavois hatumah. Whenever tumor is transmitted from one to another to another, it always goes down a madrega. So if I come in contact with the mace, I become an avatuma. So for our purposes, we call the mace, we call avi avay satuma. Not necessarily that's what it means. There's a famous medrash on Parshas Chukas where the medrash quotes, I think Rabbi Chmazaka says, that the mace is not tomei, but it's exeris hakos, everything is exeris hakos. So we visualize it as if the mace is avi avay satuma, and when I come in contact with the mace, maga b'masa boil, the tumor is transmitted to me, so I become an afa tumor. Then if I touch someone else, he becomes a rishon tumor. Then if he touches some food, he makes the food into a sheni tumor, and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah says, the nazir, when the nazir has a tumor like tumas meis, not actually tumas meis, even if he just touches the girl of a doifik, so the 7 days that he's tamei, that's not oila for the malos of the naziris. He's going to have to, he can't just count the first 100 days. The kabbalah naziris, and on the 75th day, he comes in contact with the girl of a doifik. So he can't say that the 7 days that he's tamei, by coming in contact with the girl of a doifik, also count for the 100 days. No, this man that is tamei tumas meis is not oila. But he continues to count later. He doesn't have to glachas tumah, and he doesn't have to bring the karbonis, not megalech on the zero. He's not megalech. Atumah shein and doesn't megalech. That means all the dinim don't apply. Doesn't shave off his hair. Doesn't bring the karbonis. You don't say hayamim harishanim yiplu. The 75 days from before with the 25 days after the 7 days of tumas meis are over. The 75 days amitz tarfim and you go vayta. So the Brisa in Maseches Mocha says Aklal Kol Tumas Shein Anoz Megalech Aleh. The Mishnah Anoz gives you a list of Tumas where it's Tumas Meis, but it's not. The Rambam calls it. The Rambam coins an expression. It's not Atzmashal Meis. You have a Tumas Meis by a gimmick without actually coming in contact with a Meis. You have the same level of Tuma as if you would have come in contact with a Meis. So in such a situation, Ein Koyin Muzer Aleh. The prohibition of the Koyin coming in contact with Meis is only. Kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a mace. There's no prohibition that he's not allowed to come become tomei tumas mace. So the Kohen is permitted to be mitamei to goyel of a doifik. So that's what the Rishonim answer on Rashi. They were jumping over medalgam hayinu al gabi aroinus. Why is that? Because the tumas aroinus is only the rabbana. Why is it only the rabbana? Because as far as the mace is concerned, roiv aroinus have a pesach tefach. So the lid is chaitzis b'fnei atumah. And they were only goyzim with the Rabbanon, even if it has a Pesach Tefach, Yechoshish with the Rabbanon, maybe it doesn't have a Pesach Tefach. So that's only with the Rabbanon. So Mishum Kavar Abriyas, we allow the Kohenim to jump on top of the Aronis. Aye, but there's going to be a Tumah Deraisa, Girl of a Doifik is Bentami, but there'll be a Tumah Deraisa, but it's not Atzma Shal Meis. It's Tumas Meis, but it's not Atzma Shal Meis. So Rabbi Natam holds that Maseches Mocha is not reliable. How does he rejects it? He disagrees with the Gaonim. Maseches Mocha is composed by the Gaonim. He rejects it. Why does he reject it? Because he says the din is a kohen is not permitted. I'll call nafshes meis lo yavoi. The pasuk reads in the beginning of Parshas Amor. I'll call nafshes meis lo yavoi. So the Gemara says in Nozir, nafshes meis is revi'is dam haba min ha-meis. There's a machlokes hatanan revi'is dam haba mishnei meisim. Because the word nafsh, I'll call nafshos meis, there's a kri in a ksiv. The ksiv is nafshas, and the kri is nafshos. So there's a machlok zatanan, whether yeshem la mikro, yeshem la masoros. Whenever there's a conflict, whenever there's a contradiction between a kri and a ksiv, then we pass on Allah like the ksiv or like the kri. So what's the issue over here? What if you have a revius dam habo mishnei meisim? There's a chatzi revius dam. A revius of what? What is a revius? Well, a quarter of what? A quarter of a gallon? A quarter of a quart? A revius halug. And how much is a lug? Luga six beitzim. Luga six beitzim. So Revius is a beitz on machzah. Yeah. There's a Rashi in one place that Rashi holds Revius means Revius hahin. So all the best. So no becher is big enough. Not just the Chavetz Chaim's becher is not big enough. Nobody's becher. You have to have a gigantic. So Tosis and Ervin says we don't accept that Rashi. Revius means Revius hahin. Revius means Revius halug. And a lug is six beitzim. So six beitzim divided in four. So a beitza or machza, the volume of an egg and a half is a revius. So a cup a becher for kiddush purposes, kiddush avdol, supposed to be a beitza or machza. Okay. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. What about revius dan ba bomi shnei mesim? Half of the revius is bomi mesach and half of the revius bomi mesacher. Do you say it's nothing with nothing? You have to have revius ha bomi mesachot. Or do you say no? So the Gemara says that depends whether yeshem la mikra yeshem la masoros. Because the word nafshas meis. Ki adam hu anefesh, the pasuk says. Ki adam hu anefesh. It doesn't say, "I'll call meis lo yov." I'll call nafshes meis. Dam min ameis. Dam min ameis is metame. Dam min ameis is metame. So that's the shaila. What if you have a revius dam abo mishnei meis? But the kohen is muzer on a revius dam. How about the nozem migaleh chaleho? So that's a machlekes satanoim, and the halach is only metame. The nozer is only migaleh if he comes in contact with. A chatzilug dam, not a revius halug. Chatzilug dam. So Rabbeinu Tam says he see that line in the Maseches Machis is not accurate. Kol tuma sheina nozem megaleich ala ena kai muzer ala is not true because in dam it's a dead giveaway. It's not true because by dam the nozer is on the megaleich. If you have a chatzilug, two revius, you have to have a chatzilug, three beitzim, the volume of three beitzim of dam. And for the Issa Tumas Kohanim, it's enough if you have Beitz or Machza or Revius. So Tosfos says, come on, that's not what it means. It's a difference in Shir, but basically, the Tumas is a Tumas Shanoz and Megaleach Aleach. Dam in Ameis, the Nozer is Megaleach. There's Allah HaMashim Messina that it's a slightly different Shir. You need twice as much. So that's how the Rishonim all are aware of this discrepancy. Rabbeinu Tam didn't discover America over here. So Rishonim said that doesn't contradict the Maseches Machas. They hold from this cloud. In other words, the coin is only prohibited from coming in contact with a mace. There's nothing wrong with becoming Tommy Tumas mace, as long as he didn't come in contact with the mace. This is relevant for Goyle V'Doifik. It's also relevant for Cherev Hareu Kecholo. Cherev Hareu Kecholo. The Pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, B'chalal Cherev. If if a person came in contact with b'chalal cherev, cholo means a dead body, and cherev means a sword. Why does the pasuk say someone became tummy mace? Because he touched b'chalal cherev. He touched a body, a dead body who was killed by a sword. What if he died a natural death? So the person is not metame. A mace is metame, even if it's not dead because of a sword. He died a natural death, or someone choked him to death, or they poisoned him to death. Well, you have to be somewhere else. He died in that. Most people die a natural death, no? They say that the murders went down last year in New York City. Why do you have to talk about a murder? A halal there. Talk about a person that died a natural death. Also, he becomes Tommy Mace. So the Tanaim understood from the Pasuk, but halal cherev, not only if he touched the cholol ayyumitami, if he touched the cherev, areyu kecholom, if he touched the sword with which he was killed, he also becomes Tomei. And the Mishnais make it clear that it's not only the sword with which he was killed. Any metal. Let's say a person dies a natural death at home, and you have metal silverware in the house. So the forks and the knives and the spoons and whatever, all the metal kelim have the same level of tumah as the mace. Just like the mace is a avos tumah, and the one who comes in contact with the mace becomes an avos tumah, so the metal kelim in the oil ameis become avi avos hatumah. Whoever comes in contact becomes a rishon hatumah. There's a machlekes, the Shach quotes a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, and it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in a few places where the cherev areka chol only applies if it's metal or even if it's a beged. Let's say I attended a funeral and I have no metal knives in my pocket, I have no metal spoons in my pocket, but I'm wearing clothing. So half of the rishonim are of the opinion, even other begodim, other kelim also, unless they're klicheres. Klicheres is not included in the cherev harei kachol. Because the lecheres is ain't latar b'mikveh, kol davish ain't latar b'mikveh, and asav hatumah. So lecheres is an exception to the rule. But if a person, I went to a funeral, and I'm wearing clothing, so the clothing becomes a cherev harek chalalos. So that's a machlok. It's a kli matechas. Everyone agrees. That's not subject to machlok, because that's a din of cherev harek chal. And other kelim, other than cheres, it's not other kelim. If it's cheres for sure, it's not included in cherev harek chal. And if it's matechas for sure, it is included. And if it's wooden kelim, a clothes, the god they must have done some clothes every shining with it's cherev harek chal. So the question is, is the kohen prohibited to come in contact with the cherev harek chal? So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that this masechas machas is inaccurate. He just discards it. It's written by the goyim, and he knocks it off. He says it's the goyim made a mistake. There is no such thing. Rabbeinu Tam had a talmid, Rab Chaim Cohen. So Rab Chaim Cohen sent a famous letter to the Rabbeinu Tam. He said, "Ein bayis asher ein sham neis." He used the melitzas from the psukim. In every house in Europe, someone must have died at one time or another. Today, most people probably die in the hospital. I guess most people die in the hospital. But years in Europe, there was no hospital, so everybody would die in the house. So ain't bayis asher ein sham neis. In every house, there are probably some spoons or forks made from metal. So you have cherev harek chal. And if a kohen is not, the Rabbeinu Tam holds a kohen is not permitted to come in contact with a cherev harek chal. So that's Rab Chaim Cohen sent a letter to Rabbeinu Tam. Eizad bayis asher tivnu li. I can't enter any house in Europe. Every house ain't bayis asher ein sham neis. And a cherev harek chal, a kohen is muzah. So that's impossible. So we talk at Paskin like the Rab Chaim Cohen. We Paskin like this Masechas Machas, that Cherev Harek Echol has a Tumas Meis, but it's not Atzmashal Meis. So the Kohen is permitted to come in contact. Another case where it should have been dependent on the same...
Nazir is not
Megalech. Right. Nazir is not Megalech. Cherev Harek Echol. If the Nazir comes in contact with the Cherev Harek Echol, he's not Megalech. Probably Beferish and Mishnah in Nazir. Yeah, that's what Tosfos quotes is Rab Chaim Cohen in Nozer on that Mishnah. Yeah, another example of a case where there would be a machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim, would be what about Soif Tumah Lotzeis? Let's say there's a mace in a room. Where is this Mishnah? Kelim Anogim Meis, the Mishnah is Nun Dala Deman Aleph in Nozir, Nun Dala Deman Aleph. That Kelim Anogim Meis, even if it's a Cherev HaRek HaCholol, so the Nozir is not Megalech, right? Because it has Tumas Meis, but it's not Atzmashol Meis, using the Rambam's expression. The Pashto says that there's another case where there's Tumas Meis, even though you didn't actually come in contact with the Meis, that's the Din of Sof Tumah Lotzeis. Sof Tumah Lotzeis is like this. Let's say there's a dead body in a room. Someone died in his apartment, in an apartment building. And the Chevra Kadisha is scheduled to come at 10 o'clock in the morning to take the mace out. They're not going to take him out the window. He's on the fifth floor. They're not going to take him out the window on the fire escape. You're going to take him into the halls, down the elevator, let's say, in the front lobby and out. And then they're going to take him in a van to bury him. So even though the door is closed, let's say Fagamah said the door is closed and it's Soysim Mifnei Tuma, and there's no Tuma, I don't know about here, it could be that there's a crack on the bottom, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Tuma would go out. But let's say there's no crack on the bottom. Let's say the door is completely Soysim, so the Tuma doesn't go into the halls, but we know that the mace is here now, we know that at 10 o'clock in the morning I'm going to take the mace out. So the Shad is the Kohanim who live in the building, they're in their apartment. So right now they don't have any Tuma. Their apartment door is closed. So the Tuma from the Oil HaMeis in this room doesn't go to the other room, doesn't go to the other apartments in the building. But if the Kohen is going to go to Minyan in the morning, he's going to walk in the hallway, he's going to walk in the front lobby, and this is a Soif Tuma Lotzeis. It's all in the same building, and we know the Farish that at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to take the mace out in the hallways and down into the front lobby. So is the Kohen allowed to go to the Minyan? Is he allowed to walk out into the hallways in the morning? So that's called Soif Tumah Lotzeis. Soif Tumah Lotzeis is Mishnayis, that Kalim are Mekabel Tumah. If there are Kalim in the hallways, there's a din of sof tumalotzeis. So some achrayim are of the opinion that the whole din of sof tumalotzeis only applies to kelim, doesn't apply to odom. Somehow that opinion was rejected. It's always assumed in Shulchan Aruch every day, it's always assumed that sof tumalotzeis is not only metame kelim, it's metame odom as well. So the question, okay, so if a kohen will walk in the hallways before 10 o'clock, Chevek Kaddish is not going to come till 10 o'clock. We're not going to open up the door to the apartment till 10 o'clock. But still we know that at 10 o'clock we're going to open the door and the tomb is going to go out. So that's Seif Tumalotze. So that's going to be the same Machlokes as the Kohen forbidden to walk in the hallways because of the concern of Seif Tumalotze. Right now there is no mace, but there's a din of Tumas HaMeis even though there is no Atzma Shel Meis. So that should depend on this Machlokes, the Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Whether two machine and other Megalechale and a Kain Muzraleh. Halacha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So in Shulchan Aruch there's a stira. It says that Acherav Erekechol, the Ramos says, Acherav Erekechol, the Kain is permitted to be Metami. So that's Rab Chaim Kain's wonder. He says, Is it Baisa Shetibnuli? Ain't Baisa Shem Ancient Mace? Every house in Europe, there's someone must have died at some time or another, and there were spoons, metal spoons in the house, and there's Acherav Erekechol. So that we assume is certainly mutter, permissible for a kohen to go to come in contact with the tumas cherev erekechol. And then, and nonetheless, we paskin that the kohen is not allowed to come in contact with the seif tumalot. Isn't that a stira? So the one that the Rama is quoting from is the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin says it is a stira. Mikra Adin, everything is mutter. But the minig always was, for many, many years, that kohanim would be medakting not to come in contact with cherev erekechol. So the Trumas Hadeshin writes, we don't want to shake up the minig. Since the minig was lahachmer, like the Rabbein and Tam, so we leave it like that. So that's the expression that he writes. Shalo l'shaber es haminig. In Yiddish, you don't want to brechen the minig. You don't want to break the minig. In English, you say, like, not to break the minig. In Hebrew, it doesn't sound right. Shalo l'shaber es haminig. I don't think there is such a Hebrew expression. But that's the Lashon that the Ramah quotes. That's the Lashon in the Trumas Hadeshin. Shalom the Shaber is haminig, so we leave it like that. The Kohanim are careful not to be metame cher herekachol in Seif Tumalot, even though Mikra then it really should be mutter. And cher herekachol, there never was a minig. The minig was fakert, that it is mutter, like Rav Chaim Cohen says. Every house in Europe, there was always a dead person. So we don't accept Rashi's pshat in Goel of Adayfek, but we do accept the teretz that the Bali Atosis said to defend Rashi. How can they jump over Medagam Hayinu Agabi Aronah because the whole tumah is only the Rabbanah? What about the tumah deraisa of Goel of Adayfik? So that we do accept the answer that the Bali Atosis gave because that says in Masechus Maos Kol Tumah Shein Anaz Megalei Chaleo and Akayin Muzraleo. That we do accept.
When did they start burying people in Eretz Yisrael without coffins? Because
there's no girl of Dofik,
so then it starts, I guess, when the mess is in the ground, or when you leave the house.
No, if you have a girl of a Dofik, then it prevents, the Rov Aronis, so that prevents the Tumas Ameis from going up. When you bury a mace in the ground, that's called Tumar Ritzutso. Yes. So the Tumas Ola Adler Akia, Keneged the mace. If you would have, let's say, a mace in a coffin, and there would be less than a Tefach, in between. So then the tumah would go up, even keneged the whole rectangular shape. Now, if you have tumah ritzutza means that there is no tefach. If there's no tefach, then the tumah goes up keneged the meis, not keneged the whole rectangle. When does it go keneged the whole rectangle? Tosis in the other mesikta has. And brachas daf yutes. Tosis said that sometimes, Tosis claims the only time it's choitzis b'fnei atuma is if there's an opening on the side of the coffin. Tosis says if there's no opening on the side, then it makes it worse. Then the tuma is oila keneged the whole rectangular shape. But Tosis claims you have to have an opening on the side of the aron, so the tuma has way to go out. So then you say it's choitzis b'fnei atuma. Those are very details. Okay. So in this Rabbeinu Tam, we don't accept Rashi's Pshat in Goel of Adofik, we accept the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. But we don't accept the fact that the Rabbeinu Tam discarded that Maseches Machas. We do accept the Maseches Machas. We all call to Mishen and those Magal Lechaleha. Taki Eino Kai Muzer Aleha. The din is that it's really Mutter. Yeah. Okay, what else do we leave out in this Gemara? Rabbi Gorin came up with such an Ein Sof. That if someone went to a funeral and he was wearing a metal ring, so the metal ring is Cher Vareka Cholom. So it's Metami like Abi Avois Hatuma. So we paskin it's Mutter for a coin to be Metami to Cher Vareka Cholom. So the coin is allowed to put on the ring, even though it makes him a Metami. So then there's a din. What if a coin is holding onto a mace? Let's say he's carrying his father. He's permitted and obligated to become Tommy to the Zayin Krovim. So let's say he's holding on to his father, he's burying, his father's dead, he's in the same car. So the din is he's allowed to touch another mace at the same time because there's no Tosefes Tumah. Once he lets go from the Zayin Krovim, so that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which opinion to accept in the Gemara. If he lets go, so if he's going to touch another mace tomorrow, so that's Mosef Tumah al Tumasa, because he's prolonging the 7 days of Hazor Shlishi Shvi a day longer. So that for sure is not allowed to do because it's Mosef Tumah al Tumasa. What if he participated in the kvura of one of the seven relatives in the morning, then in the afternoon he wants to go to someone else's funeral, not one of the seven relatives? Is that called Mosef Tumah al Tumasa? Because not going to prolong an extra day, it's going to be the same Hazor Shlishi Shvi. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara and Nazir. All the dinim of Tumas Meis are in Gemara and Nazir, but Tumas Kohanim is the same as Tumas Meis, and it's machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid had a paskin. So that's where Rabbi Gorin had such an einfall. Let the Kohen wear. How is there a hamtzor for Kohanim to be allowed to go to medical school? So Rabbi Gorin had this einfall. Let him wear a ring that someone wore when he went to a funeral. So the ring will become a cherev harekha cholom. And as long as the kohen is holding on to the ring, he can touch all the mesim that he wants. It's not even, there is no mesim tum al tum asim. That was Rabbi Gorin's Einfall. The Pashto says that it's 100% not correct. If the din is that a kohen is permitted to be mitame to the cherev harekha cholom, means that it's only atzmashal meis. So if he's not touching an atzmashal meis, he's going to touch a real meis now. So then he's in violation of the din. He's allowed to touch another cherev erekachol. Okay, he's allowed to touch as many cherev erekachol as that he wants, but just because he's holding on to a cherev erekachol, he doesn't have the same level of tumah as if you touch a real mace. But all right, the kohen is permitted to come in contact with the cherev erekachol, so there is a tosefes over here. Shaila is, what if it would be in the reverse order? You see, we accept the line in Maseches Mochas, the Rambam and Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, except Kol Tumas and Nazar Megalech Aleha Ein Kohen Muzer Aleha. The prohibition of Tumas Kohanim is only if he comes in contact with the actual mace. If he has Tumas mace without Atzmashal mace, that's not prohibited. So what if it's the reverse? What if he has Atzmashal mace and it's not Metameim? What would it then be in such a case? For example, let's say a woman is pregnant and the doctors tell her the baby has no heartbeat, the baby is dead. So the people in the same room with the woman are not tomei because that's called tuma blua. Let's say I swallow a ring. Someone went to a funeral and he was wearing a ring, so the ring becomes chere kachol. So someone swallows the ring and then it's going to come out the other end. So the ring is in the stomach. The baby is not in the stomach, the baby is in the womb. So the Mishnayos had those are both called Tumah Blua. The Tomei Dika ring is in someone's stomach, they swallowed it, or the dead baby is inside the mother's womb, it didn't come out, that's called Tumah Blua. So the din is Tumah Blua is not Metameh. Fine, Tumah Blua is not Metameh, then maybe it's forbidden for the Kohen to come in contact with Atzma Shalmeis, even though it's not Metameh. Maybe it's a stunt, maybe it's a trick, that Tumah Blua is not Metame, but maybe it's still also for the coin to come in contact with such a mace, even though it's not going to be Metame at all. So that's a question. Have a long essay about that myself. Okay.
Is that why we need Derech Kach, the sex thing?
Right, right. The Shach and Yerideya quotes from the Rakeach that if Eshes Kohen is pregnant, so she's permitted to attend the funeral. Her husband, a Kohen, is not allowed to attend the funeral. But if the Eshes Kohen is pregnant, she doesn't know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. She's permitted to attend the funeral. So the question is, but maybe it'll turn out to be a boy, and she's causing the baby to become Tomei. So the Rekeach quoted by the Shach says, it's Mutta because you have a Svek Sveke. It's 50-50, maybe a boy, maybe a girl. So if it's a girl, a Bas Kohen is permitted to be Mitame LeMeisim. And even if it'll be a boy, maybe it'll be a Nefil. Maybe the baby will die before he'll be born. So you have a Svek Sveke, so it's Mutta. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, there's one simen, Shin Mem Gimel, is about Chinuch HaKtanim in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shach B'Shem Derekech. Shach is the end of Yeridei and Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Shach and he asks the Kasha, what is he talking about? What's the whole topic? The baby inside the mother's body is Tara Balua. Just like a dead baby inside the body is Tuma Balua. Balua. So a live baby inside the mother's body is Tarabulua. Tarabulua is not Mekabal Tuma. So the Tarabulua is not Mekabal Tuma. So what's the whole discussion? Why do you have a whole discussion? Whether 50-50, a boy or a girl, it may turn out to be a Nefil. Even if it's a Vada, even if you know that it's a Vada, it's a boy, and it's not going to die, still the Tarabulua is not Mekabal Tuma. So two Gedoylim, two brothers-in-law, Rabbi Chonan Wasserman and Rabbi Chaim Moshe, were married to two sisters. So they both said the same shtikol Torah. Both said apparently the Rekech is of the opinion that the Issa Tumas Kohanim applies if you come in contact with a mace, even if it's not metameyu. Because the Kohen, the baby Kohen inside the mother's womb, is Tara Balua. So there's no way in the world you're going to make him tamei. But still, if he's in the same oil with the mace, the Rakech is of the opinion it's prohibited to come in contact with a mace, even in the fashion, Asma shall mace, to come in contact, even if through a stunt, even if through some stunt, it doesn't cause any tumor. This is based on this Maseches Machas. Maseches Machas is talking the reverse. There is a Tumas mace, but there's no Asma shall mace. So the Rakech holds the reverse opposite. There is an Asma shall mace, but there's no Tumas mace. There's no Tumas mace because the baby, the Kohen, is a Tara Balua, or the dead body is a Tuma Balua. The woman who's pregnant with the baby, and the baby's dead, the baby has no heartbeat, so that's a Tuma Balua. So Tuma Balua, Tara Balua, is not Mitame, not Mekabel Tuma, not Mitame. But if you're in the same oil, so it could be that that's called Atzma Shel Meis. You're in contact with the Meis, even if it's not Mitame you. So the whole discussion begins from this Taisus. Yes, Nachon. Okay. So let's go back a little bit. Okay. We had on Dalan Amid Aleph a din that if they postponed the funeral because of the Hefsed Merubah that was involved, so they postponed the funeral till tomorrow, so we're afraid that the Chasan Kala are going to violate the laws. There's an Issa of Tashem Shamita, Dvarim Shebetzina Anoyig for 14 days, even during the first 7 days Shivus Me'amishta. The last 7 days for sure, Avelis is noig, but even the first 7 days also. So you have a chumra, hu yashim beit anashim, yashim beit anashim, because we're afraid they're going to violate the din. The Gemara explains on the base, this is only over here. Another person is sitting shiva, you don't say that they have to have hu yashim beit anashim, yashim beit anashim. So Rabashi says on the base, Rabashi yama mika, about 10 lines from the bottom of Dalan on the base, what are you comparing Avelis here in this unusual case in Ksubis to a normal case of Avelis? Abelusa di Alma, Chomir. The guy's not going to, they're not going to violate it. So there's no requirement of having Hu Yosha ben Anoshim, Ishtu Yushen ben Anoshim. But they also Lizul Zulibe. Of Abelusa de Hocha, this case, Kevin the Akile Be Rabbanon, also Lizul Zulibe. We were Mekel to postpone the Kfurin, to postpone the Shivisime Avelis after. So here we're afraid that since we gave them a leniency that boil bilas mitzvah and postpone the kvura, so we're afraid that maybe they'll take liberties and they'll violate the din of tashma shamit in the middle of the avela. So that's what's a special din over here. So normally we have a din of yichud. The Gemara learns that yichud from a pasuk. Yichud kol arayis is also, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. There's a question whether the pasuk is really a drashik murad arayis or it's only an asmachta. Gemara's lashon is that yichud is menat Torah. Pasuk b'shat that it's the raisa, and the Rambam says the Rambam seems to hold that the pasuk was only intended as an asmachta. It's not a real din deraisa. Whatever. Yeah. So the din of yichud applies whenever there's an issa to have tashmish. There's an issa yichud. The Ovel with his wife have an issa yichud. No. Gemara said there's no issa yichud by avelim. Over here, special, they made a special gzerim in the Rabbanon. There's an Issa Yichud here. There's a Hu Yashu Ben Anashni. She made a special gzera because since Akile Bei Rabbanon, also the Zilzuli Bei. So that's a special gzera. That's not that this case falls under the category of Yichud. Yeah. When is there an Issa Yichud? When is there an Issa Yichud? The Issa Yichud, let's say a coin with a grusha. There's an Issa Yichud there, Isa? Or is it only the Rabbanon? The Gemara says Yichud Penuya. David goes all out. Yichud with a single girl is forbidden. So the Gemara said first, that's only the Rabbanon. Yichud the rice is only with our rice. What if it's a coin with a grusha and the girl is single? Is that an Issa Yichud the rice? Is that only the Rabbanon? Coin with grusha is an Issa Lav. But it's not a rice. You wouldn't say Yehoreg Valyaber. It's not a rice. And Kedushin Tofsin. The blood is not a mamzer. So it's not a rice. So that's a question. If one should assume that the yichud is their raisa, the simple reading of the Gemara, is it only yichud with arayas, only chayvi krisis are arayas, or even chayvi lavin also? So the prisha on Ebenezer, the beginning of Ebenezer, where they quote the dinam yichud, the prisha brings a raya from the Gemara in the first perek in Soto. The Gemara says that when the husband is choshed his wife that she's having an affair with someone, so he's kinei lo ben istra, he has to warn her out this Altisteri Mishploni, and then let's say she violates his instructions and she does violate the stira with him. So if there was Kinyan stira, so he has to take his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and drink the Mayim Amarim. Kolzman, she doesn't drink the Mayim Amarim, he's also love all alone. What's the nature of that Isser? So the Gemara says that's an Isser Esse. Benitma'o, an Isser Labal. If you have a Saita, it's called a Saita Sofik. He doesn't know for sure whether the wife was Mazana, he thinks that maybe she was Mazana. So a Saita Sofik is an Isser Esse of an Itma. What if you have a Saita Vadai? You have a situation, you know for sure that the wife had an affair with someone else. A Saita Vadai, the Gemara says in the first Perek in Yevamos, that that's an Isser Lav. Where's the Isser Lav? Pasuk says, Lo yichol ba'al rishon asher shilchol lashuv lekachto acharei asher hu tamo'o. So acharei asher tamo'o, the first half of the pasuk goes on Machzik Gerushasai. If I divorce my wife, she married someone else in between. Then I want to remarry her. So that's the Nisa Lav of Machzik Gerushasai. Lo yichol ba'al rishon asher shilchol lashuv lekachto. What's acharei asher hu tamo'o? That goes on a neshesi shezinso. That if a woman was mezana during marriage, so there's a lav. That's the law. If it's a Saita Vada, there's a law. And if it's a Saita Sofik, the Gemara points out there's only an Isser Esse of an Itma, an Isser Labal. So the Gemara says when the husband is taking his wife to Yerushalayim to have a drink, the Mayim Amarim, so they're not allowed to, they have to go with two, the Bezdin in their city sends along two Talmid HaChachamim to go with the husband and the wife to make sure that they shouldn't violate the Isser Yichud on the way. They're going to go rent a room in a motel on the way they're traveling to Yerushalayim. And they're not allowed to stay together. There's an Issa Yichud. So there it's an Issa Yichud, even though it's only an Issa Rese. So it's a Sama, so the Prisha writes on the bottom of the page of the Torah in Ebenezer that there certainly is an Issa Yichud there. I say, if you have a Loisa, say, a Koin Begrusha, certainly have an Issa Yichud. And others disagree and they say, no. The Gemara says that the Saita Levaila, we're talking a Saita Sofik, Saita Sofik, Saita Vadai, the Pasuk calls in Vinitma'o. And tumak, the Gemara has a lashon there in the beginning of Yevamos, tumak sivbo karayis. That arayis, it says, al tatama b'chalele ki b'chalele nitma agay mesheh lefneichem. So tumak sivbo karayis. Even though it's only an alav by Saita Vada, even though it's only an iseresei by Saita Sofik, but since the pasuk compares it to tuma, to gili arayis, so maybe therefore it has an iser yichud, even though there's no chorus over here. Or by Saita Sofik, even though there isn't even a love, it's only an essay. Because Tumak Sivbak Arayis. But what if you have a regular Kayim with a Grusha? Is it only a Gzera from Yichud Penuyah, David Gozer Aleim? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, second paragraph, David Amelech was Gozer Yichud with a Penuyah. Or would you say no? That it's since a Kayim with Grusha is an Isa Lav, So there's an Issa Yichud. So the Prisha says, has a right from the Gemara that there is an Issa Yichud Daraisa, even by Sota Sofik, but there's only an essay. And others say no. Sota Vada, Sota Sofik is different because Tumak Ziba, and the Yichud Daraisa is only by Arayas. It could be if no Arayas is not. So what's the din, let's say, by Ishta Nido? Every time the wife, a couple is married, every month when the wife becomes a Nido, so there's an Issa Yichud. That would make life impossible. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, in the middle of Sanhedrin, the Lamans, Lama Zayin, Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that the Jewish people are described as Suga Bashoshanim. What it means, Suga Bashoshanim? A siyog is a fence, and Shoshanim are roses. Suga Bashoshanim is translated hedge of roses. Dr. Lim wrote a book in English on the laws of Taras HaMishpach, that's called the hedge of roses, based on that Gemara, that if you make a fence around, if you make a wall around some location, so it's, you can't cross over the wall. Unless you're going to get a ladder, you're going to climb over the wall. But you have a wall prevents people from violating. So if a husband and a wife are married together, and the wife tells the husband that she saw Riaz Dam Kenida, she saw Riaz Dam that's red. So when she tells the husband that she saw Atipas Dam, like the color of Shoshanim, that serves like a fence. That's Suga Bashasham. You don't need any fence. The husband is not. The husband and the wife are not going to violate the laws of Nida because they know that the din is that it's us. It's enough. So the question is, what happened to the Issa Yichud Daraisa? What do you have? A Pasuk in Shir HaShirim? That's Matam and Issa Yichud Daraisa. If you're like the Rambam, the all Issa Yichud is only the Rabbanon. So this was all part of the Takana Rabbanon. But if you say the simple Pshat and the Gemara, the way the other Rishonim learned that the Issa Yichud is really Daraisa, so how do you have a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim that's Matam and Issa Daraisa? So Nida is an exception to the rule. Nida has Kores. Nida is clearly an exception to the rule. Usually, let's say, I give a ring to an Eishes Ish, I say, Harem Mekadeshesli. I give a ring, I'm a Kaddish Achos, I'm a Kaddish Ima, I'm a Kaddish Bito. So, Ein Kedushin Tovsim, Mechai Bikrisis. And someone is Boal Eishes Ish, or Boal Imo, Boal Bito, Boal Achoso, the blood will be a Mamzer. So the Gemara says that by Nida, even if the Kala is a Nida, the Kedushin Atovsim, it's already an exception to the rule. Even though it's Chai Bikrisis, the Kedushin Atovsim, and a Boal Anida, the blood is not a Mamzer. Even if we know for sure that the people didn't observe Taras HaMishpacha, the children are not going to be Mamzer. So there's a fundamental machloikis in the Rishonim. What does this mean? Does it mean that Nida is not Gilei Arayis? If Nida would have been Gilei Arayis, it would have been a Vlad Mamzer, it would have been Ein Kedushin Tovsin. The fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer and the Kedushin Tovsin is an indication that Nida Labayla is not Gilei Arayis. That's how the Rabbi Natam writes in the Sefer Yosha. The Taisus on the first daf in Yevamos quotes part of the Rabbi Natam. They don't quote the whole Rabbi Natam. You have to look in the Sefer Yosha, but they quote the whole thing. But in the first half of Yevamos, that's where the Rabbi Natam, it's one of the Makaris that he said. So Rabbi Natam holds that there's no Yehorek Val Yavah by Nida, because Yehorek Val Yavah only applies to Gilei Arayis, doesn't apply to Chavi Lavin. Let's say a Koyim Begrusha, someone holds a gun, they say, you be Boal Agrusha, we're going to shoot you. So the din is that Pikoch Nefesh is Decha, the Yisad Bia. That's not called Gilei Arayis. Gilei Arayis is only Chavi Krisis. So Rabbi Natam's opinion is that Nida, even though this Kores, is not included in Gilei Arayis. The Rambam seems to disagree with the Rabbi Natan, because the Rambam several times writes in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, when he talks about Nida, well, right, HaNida B'chlal HaArayisi. He seems to say that Nida is Arayis. And in Yerideya, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas HaRamban about the husband taking the wife's pulse once he's a Nida. So they assume that it should have been, that there should be a din of Yehorek Val Yavah by a Nida. So that's a shayla al-aloche. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like the Rabbi Natam? Anida is not Gilei Arayis and there's no Yehorek Val Yavar? Or do we paskin like the Rambam and the Ramban who assume that Anida is Gilei Arayis? So the shayla, if your Anida is not Gilei Arayis, so how come there's no Issa Yichud? So one could say, if you say that when the Gemara, if you'll say, not like the Prisha. The Prisha said he has a proof from the Gemara, the first Perek in Saito, that the Issa Yichud applies the Arayis even by Saito Sofik. The Gemara talks about Issa Yichud. Saito Sofik is only an Issa Rese. Kalbuchamim by a Kohen Begrusha, there's going to be an Issa Arayis of Yichud. Without Yichud Pnia, David goes well there. Without David HaMalach's Geirah, it'll be an Issa Yichud Arayis. So if you say there's even an Issa Yichud Arayis by Chayvi Yesei, by Chayvi Lavin. So there should be an Issa Yichud Deraisa by Nido Labaila. So why is it Mutter? You have to say it's Akzeris HaKosuv of Suga Bashashan. What do you mean Akzeris HaKosuv? A Pasuk in Yeshiva Ashir is Matam in Issa Deraisa. So you have to go with the Hezber that since it's Yeshlo Pas Bisalo, he knows that in another week she's going to go to Mikvah and she'll be Meterislo. So the Yetzor is not so strong. If it's going to be an Arais that has no Heter, and Eshishisha, Achosa, Bito, Imo, Chamoso, something like that, so that's an Isar Arais, but there's no Heter. So then the Isar of Yichud applies. But if it's a Nida, Ishto Nida, and Yeshlo Pas Besala, next week it'll be Mutter, so then we say it's Mutter. If you all like the Rabbein Tam, you have an easier answer. If you all like the Rabbein Tam Shita, that Nida is not Bechlalo Arais, Nida is not Yarigla Yavar. Even though Nida has Kares, but the fact that Ein Avlad Mams and the fact that Kedushin Atovsin shows that it's an exception to the rule, but an exception to the rule. That even though there's Kares, it's not Arais. The Rambam also agrees it's an exception to the rule. But the Rambam holds it's an exception to the rule, despite the fact that Nida is Arais, the Din is an exception to the rule that Kedushin Atovsin and the Vlad is not a Mams. But the Rabbein Tam holds Nida is an exception to a different rule, that despite the fact that there's Kares, it's not Arais. So if you say like the Rabbein Tam that it's not Arayis, so maybe you can say that the whole Issa Yichud only applies min haTorah to Arayis. Ishta Nida does not Arayis. So here the Gemara has a pshat in the Braisa.
Wouldn't that be done in time of the Ikra?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know the answer. See, the Pasuk Loi dashi in the time of the Kroah, the normal case is you have a lav and a pasuk mafurish. Here there's no lav mafurish. The Gemara was medayik from the psukim. The Gemara inferred from the psukim that there's an issa yichud. That's what the Rambam says. The whole inference is only an asmachta. And the others all that it's really a drasha Gemara deraisa, but it's not that there's a lav. Loi tisyachad imo arayis. And then we're interpreting the reason why is because shema yavaleo, and if it's pas besala, then it's mut. Here it's not the whole lav, the whole Issa is not mefurish. No. The mocker in the Gemara is Ki Yisischa by Parshat Mesis. Ki Yisischa Chicha Ben Imecho Oriach Asher Kenap Shecha Leimar Nelcha Menavad Alihim Acherim Asher Lo Tzivisim Liovdim, something like that. So why does it say Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecho? How does the pasuk say? Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecho Basesa Lemar, if they tell it to you in private. So how does it ever happen that a person tries to convince, if it's a man trying to convince a woman to worship Abed Azara, how's the story ever going to get off the ground? Basesa, there's going to be an Issa Yichud. So Torah says, Ben Imecho, a son with his mother, there's no Issa Yichud. So it's possible, it's reasonable, they're going to be Baseser, no one else is in the house, no one else is in the room. He's going to coax the mother, she should worship Abed Azar. But if it's going to be other relatives, an Eshes Ish, some other case, my aunt, so it's never going to happen. How can it be Baseser? There's an Issa Yichud, so the whole story of Parshas Mesis is never going to get off the ground. So Tanoim, when Medayk from the Pasuk, Yisischa Chicha, Benimecha, Basesa Lemar, Basesa, there's no one else there, and Benimecha, the Ben with the mother, allowed to be Misyachet. So the whole thing is a drusha from a pasuk. So maybe the whole machloik is Satanoim, and we paskin that the Loi Dashin in time of the crop, maybe that only goes if you have a pasuk that says, Loi Sasa Kachka, Loi Safal Begit Almona, has a love. So then you have no right to say that the love only applies when the reason applies, whenever the reason doesn't apply. Over here, it's just a diuk from a pasuk. Maybe it's not included in the rule of Loi Dashin in time of the Kroah. I don't know, but the question is a good question.
Isn't there some that say that Yichud is a Gezer Derais? If you're someone Derais, it's like a Gezer Derais. The Torah wouldn't have said this, or was only to prevent something else. And then it's all the Svaras that by the Bia or whatever are preventing the Derais. So then the Isra wouldn't apply in the first place.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is a Gezer Derais. Yeah.
Doesn't the drush itself, the drush says a son can be, if it was a regular pasuk, so then a son wouldn't even be able to be yachid with his mother. So the drush itself implies that there is exceptions that where there's no...
Whenever there's no yetzahara, right. Why is a ben with the mother, and why is a brother and a sister allowed to have yichud, but they're not allowed to live permanently together. They can't, let's say, brother and sister from out of town. The sister's gone to the Stern College, brother's gone to Yeshiva College, and they don't want to pay so much money for the dormitory, so they rent an apartment together. So that's also, when the parents go away sometimes for a weekend or a vacation, whatever, so the dinners, there's no way to say yichud a brother with a sister. They're not allowed to live together permanently. So where did that come from? Because there's not such a big yetzer between a brother and a sister. Sometimes they do practice incest, so but it's not as common as by other relatives. So therefore, there's less of yetzer. So the Tanoim established that yichud is mutter, but to live on a long-term basis, that's not allowed. There the yetzer yichud comes back in. The Pashto says that it is an Issa Deraisa. Brother with a sister that should live together permanently, that's an Issa Deraisa. That is an Issa Deraisa. So here the Shaila is by Ishta Nido. So Ishta Nido, we assume Suga Bashisham, now we say Yichud, because Yeshla Pas Pesala. What about Kodim Biri Shoina? So the Braisa said, on the top, and Abdallah Ramanov. The Gemara explains that means Kodim Bi Rishayna. The Chosin Kala, if it was a Chupas Nida and they never had Bi Rishayna yet, so there's a din, Hu Yosha Ben Anashim, Shayna Ben Anashim. So this is a big machlokes on Achrenim based on the Yukim and Rishayna. Is this an Issa Deraisa or is this an Issa Derabbanan? The din by the Avelis, because we were Makel. Abashi says in Amid Beis, "Become a damas avilusa dehocha, avilusa diyalma chamir leasel lezulzule avilus dehocha kivin akile berabon and leasel lezulzule bay." So they made a new gzeira. You can't say that there's an isa yichud. It's not an isa rarais. It's not an isa bi. It's an isa avilus. So you have to say who yoshem ben anoshim, vishdi shene ben anoshim by the avilim. By the when they postponed the kvura in order to have the chuppah, in order to have the shivus me'amishta first, that's a new gzeira derabon. Who yoshim ben anoshim and sheni ben anoshim. Shalos, what about pirsa ishta nida kaidem biri shayna? Is that a real isa yichud? That's an isa yichud deraisa because the pasuk suga bashishanim doesn't apply. You only say yesh lepas b'sala after biri shayna kaidem biri shayna not. Or should I say no? Suga bashishanim says that by ishta nida. There's never an Issa Yichud. Going to Rabbein Atam, let's say, that Nido is not an Erevo, and if you should assume, not like the Prisha, that the Issa Deraisa of Yichud is only by an Erevo. And even if there's an Issa Koris by Nido, but it's not Arayis, it's an exception to the rule, there's Koris and it's not Arayis, there's no Issa Yichud at all, and it's a separate Gzeir. So that's a major Machlokes in Achreinim. That's a major Machlokes. There's a Maharam. Next to the Mashot, there's a Maram on the Tosfos and Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vav, I think. But the Gemara quotes that drasha from the Pasuk, Suga Bashashanim, and Achrayim discuss it, whether it's a Nisa from the Rambam is Mashma a little bit. The Rambam quotes all the Dinim of Yichud. And the Rambam says that Ishta Nida, after Birishaina, there's no Issa Yichud. Sounds like Kodim Birishaina. It's the same Issa Yichud with everybody else. Same Issa Yichud for all the Arayis. Sounds like it's a real Din Arayis. See, that's the Shaila when the Gemara says, Hu Yoshim Beinu Anoshim, the Ishti Yishena Beinu Anoshim. So the Rebbe wrote a Sefer that's called Balei HaNefesh. It has all the laws of Taras HaMishpoch and has all the laws of Mikvos. Hilchos Mikvos he has there. So the Rebbe in the Balei HaNefesh has two Chidushim over here that are quoted in Yerodea. One Chidush is that you need a double Shmira. Hu Yoshim Beinu Anoshim, the Ishti Yishena Beinu Anoshim. In order to remove the Issa Yichud, you don't need a double Shmir. If you have, let's say, Issa Yichud Bayom, Issa Yichud, the Issa Yichud applies Bayom or Balayla. Let's say Yichud with an Eish Zish. Only applies Balayla if they're going to sleep in the apartment. What if it's Bayom? You have a boss and a secretary, and she's an Eish Zish. So if her husband lives in the same, if it's Balayla, the husband is in the city. So the Gemara seems to say that Baila Buya there's no Issa Yichud. Takes off the Issa Yichud. Rashi says in the Gemara, Baila Buya doesn't really take off the Issa Yichud. You don't give Makas Mardis if they violate it, but it's still Asa. So the Minig Olam is Lahakal, not like Rashi. That Baila Buya takes off the whole Issa Yichud. There's no Issa Yichud at all. But let's say you have, the woman is out of town. The woman works in an office out of town. and Baila is not Ba'ir. Her husband is in a different city. He's not here. The husband's in Eretz Yisrael, let's say. It's not Baila Ba'ir. So then there would be an Issa Yichud. Not only Balayla, if they're going to go to sleep in the same room, Bayom also there's an Issa Yichud. So the Rabbit holds over here, and let's say when there is an Issa Yichud Bayom, so if you have two men in the room and you have one woman, so there's already no Issa Yichud. Over here, the Rabbit claims that this doesn't correspond living or dead to the laws of Yichud. He says over here, Hu Yoshem Bir Anashim, Yisheni Bir Anashim is only Balayla when they're ready to go to sleep. That Bayom, let's say you have a wedding, and the kallah's all dressed up, and they want to go into the yichud room. So they're not going to sleep. Everybody's waiting. The photographer is waiting. All the guests are waiting. That's even if it's in the middle of the night, even if it's after the shkia. But that's called yichud bayom. That's not called yichud balayla. Yichud balayla, according to the rabbi, means they're planning to go to sleep. So the rabbi holds this doesn't correspond. Bein lahakal ben lahakman doesn't correspond to the rules and regulations of yichud. This isur is only balayla when they want to go to sleep. Bayom it doesn't apply. And then he says, and Balayla, when there is an Issa Yichud, you have to have a double shmir. You have to have Hu Yoshem Meir Anoshem, Yishti Yisheni Meir Anoshem. You have to have the Kala should be in a room with another woman, and the Chosin should be in a room with another man. It's not enough just to have another two men in the room to the Yichud Balayla. You need three men. It's not enough two men, because one of them may fall asleep. So it'll be in violation of the Issa Yichud. So the Rabbit has this Mechudish Dikashita, that this Issa Yichud, Hu Yoshem Bir Anoshem by the Avelim is certainly a new gzeira. It doesn't. It's not a din of yichud. So that's what leads some rishonim to assume Hu Yoshem Bir Anoshem by the Birsa Ishta Nidukot and Bir Rishonim is also a new gzeira. The Rabbanon has nothing to do with yichud for whatever reason. It has nothing to do with yichud, and therefore it's possible for the rabbi to come up with this newfangled shita that everything is different. Lahokal lahachmer, that it's only also balayla bayom. There's no isir. Yichud is also bayom u balayla. And he holds that when it is also, namely when they're going to sleep, you need a double shmira.
I think the way the Gomai Moni Rosh and the Shulchan Giborim quote the Ravad is that it's each shmira is two people, not just one person.
Okay, that's a question. What it means, Uyashin, the Galosh and the Gemara, Ben Hu Anashim, Ishishen the Ben Anashim, sounds like you need two men and two women. And others are Mekel that you don't need two men and two women. That's a question on the details. But the Ravad, the main vort of the Ravad, the details are important, every detail is important. But the main thing is the Ravid says that it doesn't correspond to the laws of Yichud. Bein lahakol, bein lahachmer. That by Yom there's no Iser, and by Lai need a double Shmira, whatever the double Shmira means.
Why can't it just be one or the other? Like, who Yoshib bin Anashim, or Yashim bin Anashim, and then, he Yishim.
Okay. Okay. A possibility, different ways how do you read the Gemara. That's important to figure out what are the details. But according to the Ravid, it doesn't correspond to Hilchas Yichud. Ben Lahakal Ben Lahachma doesn't correspond.
Also, yeah. According to the Ravid, it's not that far off, because the Ravid doesn't hold that two men can be Matir Yichud for a woman. It says two men and a woman is still an issue, according to the Ravid.
If you have two men by Yom, there's an Issa Yichud. Two men and one woman by Yom is an Issa Yichud. Oh yeah, wow! I'm lucky. I'm not as funny. Okay, okay. I don't know. Yeah. So this is a famous dion. The dion is whether ishta nida kodem birishayin is that an issa yichud deraisa, is that also only a gzera? And the reason why one might be led to believe that it's a gzera because it's put together in the braisa with the avelas. But avelas for sure, it's not an example of an issa yichud. The new gzera the rabbanon, kibin akil the rabbanon, also the zulzuli beis. They made a new chumrah that you need shmirah.
Would there be a chiluk between like arusaso and yivimto? Like I know, like in the tomorrow, if you cook your days, you know, you've almost said, like, let's say they're saying, like, oh, I wouldn't have beer yet, so after three days, you don't believe him because he's probably lying. But yivimto, he says he's embarrassed because it's like his brother's wife, so he feels awkward. Would there be any
chiluk
here, or that would be the same thing?
Chiluk here, but
again, after being Rishona, will we still say that they have to sleep separately, or we say no, that they still are going to feel awkward, and that we won't be closer, so they can have more beer during the Avelis.
In the Avelis, it is after
being Rishona. Right, I'm saying, but
it says Bo Bilis Mitzvah right, Pirish.
Would we say that there's any chiluk between Yivimto and Yishto now, in the sense that there's like a certain uncomfortableness that might, even though, they might become to be mezalza by the avelus, but there's still like this other factor. It's not his regular wife, so he feels, now it is kind of, but he still feels kind of maybe awkward.
Good shayla? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Well, the dinbe could be yavimto. I don't know. We don't have yavamis to the man. Okay. Okay, what did the Gemara say over here? Kol malachas. The Gemara on the top of Dalet on the base comments about the fifth line from the top. Amra bitzka bachanina, amra apuna. Kol malachas sheisha, so the baila, Rashi says there's a Mishnah later, it says on the side, lekaman samachalaf amin alaf. So the Mishnah says, which malachas the wife has mechuyev to do? By mechuyev to wash the dishes and to do the laundry and to diaper the baby and to take care of all the things, to clean the house up, unless she ichnisa ima shvachas. So then she has a lot of money, so then the husband has a lot of money. Let's say the husband is from a very wealthy family and the wife is from a poor family. Husband's family, his mother never lifted a thing, she never did the laundry. He always had a maid to do the laundry. Or the wife comes from a wealthy family and the husband is from a poor family. And the wife's family, her mother never did any laundry, never cleaned the house, never did. They always had a maid do everything. So the Gemara has later that the din is oilema beni eretisima. If the husband can afford it, he's mechuyev to live up to the higher standard of the two families. If he can afford it, he can't afford it, not. If he can afford it, so if either her family always had a maid do all the work, or his family always had a maid, or let's say in her family they never stayed home for Pesach, they always went to Eretz Yisrael. Or in his family he always went to Eretz Yisrael, they never stayed home. So if either her family or his family, and now he can afford it, so that he's mechuyev oleim abeinei Eretz Yisrael. He's mechuyev to take his wife to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach or whatever. The higher of the two standards. Yeah. So here we're talking. A normal couple, neither his family nor her family. The mother always did the laundry and diaper, the baby did everything.
Where is the chiyuv brought down, the husband has to hold by the highest standard?
Where's
the
makor
for that?
The Gemara learns it after the Pasuk, Vehi Bu'ulas Ba'al, Bali Yosu Shal Ba'al. The Gemara has an asmachta in the Pasuk. Bu'ulas Ba'al. Hali Yosu Shal Ba'al, Labi Yosu Shal Ba'al, yeah. So here the din is kol malacha she'isha, so the baila nida, so the baila. The shad is, if you have a couple who are married, and it's a situation where the wife is mechuyev to do the laundry. She is mechuyev to do all of these things. But now she's a nida. So maybe when she's a nida, maybe the din are different. So it says, no, kol malacha she'isha, so the baila nida, so the baila, she has to do it also. But three malachas, she's not allowed to do. Chutz, mem zikas ha'kos, atzor samita, v'hachotzos panad yod v'raglov, that she's not allowed to do. Why? Because these are pu'ulos of his karus. Yeah. What does it mean, mezigas hakos? What does it mean, mezigas hakos? So later on, this is all later in the Samachs. Later on, Tesis quotes Rashi. Rashi has a chiddush that mezigas hakos means she's going to give my drink into his hand. So Rashi says, not only are you not allowed to do mezigas hakos, you're not allowed to hand anything to the wife. When she's a neither. Let's say the husband wants to give his wife the keys to the house. Where's his Tosfos? Samach Dalet. Samach Aleph. On an Amid Aleph, here it is. Tosfos Samach Aleph, Amid Aleph. They quote Machzeh Vitrit, Pirush Rav Shmaya. Shmaya was a Talmud of Rashi, and he quotes over Hanhoga's Psokim of Rashi. Shoyin Nizah Rashi, Afilu Shalalita Maftech Miyod Liyodo. So Tosfos says, not really a proof from Mezigas HaKos, because Pashab Shat Mezigas HaKos has nothing to do with giving over, handing over Miyad Liyad. It's a different thing. She's going to give him the food or give him a drink right in front of him. So that's a Hiskarvus. That's a Hiskarvus. Not only Miyad Liyad. But that's in Yeridei. They quote the Chumar as Rashi. So that's Mezigas HaKos is also. What else? Rachetz is panav yada v'raglob. It was the husband's going to take a bath, so the wife is going to be washing his head or washing his feet or something. So that's a hiskaros. Matzas lo samita. She's not allowed to make the bed for him. Yeah, what does Tosfos have a kasha? The top Tosfos has a kasha that later on in the Masechta there's a stira. That at one place it says that even if the wife is very wealthy and she brought in a lot of money into the marriage, and her mother never did any work around the house, but still, hatzlas amito, the wife has to do to show his kavus with the husband. And then the Mishnah says that the wife, if she brought in enough money, she brought in enough maids into the marriage, she doesn't have to do hatzlas amito. So it's astira. She does or she doesn't. So Rashi, Taisus quotes, the top Taisus on Dalan and Beis. So 10 lines in, so Taisus says, Birish Bekuntris, the steer between the two sources, that there are two kinds of Hatzos Amita. One is a Chveis, you're putting a mattress on the bed. You're putting a mattress on the bed, or you're putting the springs on the bed. You're setting up the bed. The other one is you're making the bed. You're putting the sheet on top of the bed. So that's an act of Hiskaris, to do the final touches on the bed, to prepare the bed for going to sleep. So that's a Hiskaris of Ishvi Ishtoi, so that she shouldn't do before when the husband is watching, when she's in Nida. But to do the hard malachas, the heavy malachas of putting the mattress on the bed, that she's allowed to do when she's in Nida. And that's the thing that she doesn't have to do. If her mother never did that, or she brought in enough money into the marriage, or she brought in several maids to help her into the marriage, and she doesn't have to do the heavy work of Atzoa Samita. But the light work of Atzoa Samita, to prepare the bed when the husband is about to go to sleep, that she's supposed to do, to have his scars. And if she's a nida, that's what she's not allowed to do. Yeah. So this was Rashi Shtikoltar, because there was a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Braisa. That one, it says, even if she has a lot of shvachas brought into the marriage, Matzas Los Amito, she has to do the Maisa Hiskarvos, and the Mishnah says she brought in enough shvach, she doesn't have to do Atzos Amito. So this was Rashi's teretz later on in the Samach and the Nuns, Nuntes, that there are two kinds of Atzos Amito. So then Taisus points out that the whole shtickel term that Rashi said, Mihu, the last six lines in Taisus, there are two girsas, but it says Eina Matzas Los Amito, or Eina Matzas Amito. So Taisus says, if you have Eina Matzas Loes Amito, then you have a steer between the two sources. You have to say the Shtigl Ter. So, however, Taisus says, Mihu, the Svarm de Loi Garsi, the Mishnah Elav Eina Matzas Amito, but Loi Garsi in a Lo. It doesn't say Eina Matzas Loes Amito. And it says, even if she brought in a Shvach, she has to be Matzas Loes Amito, then you don't need Rashi's whole Shtigl Ter. Then there's a simple Teres to the Kasha. Ematzas Amita means she doesn't have to make all the beds in the house. She has a house full of guests and a house full of children or whatever. She doesn't have to make all the beds if she brought in enough maids to help her. Masheni came the husband's bed, that Matzas Los Amita, that's the mida of his kavus. So Taisa says, if you have the other girsa, then there's no kasha. Okay, Rashi Shtigl Torah is good. Okay. We still have to discuss a little bit more. I still want to discuss the Taisus on Amud Aleph. Dala on Amud Aleph, Avalip Chaloi. It's important, Halacha L'maisa. But some of us have to go to a wedding now. One of the boys, Ephraim, is getting married. So a suggestion was made, we should daven Mincha now. How many people will stay for Mincha if we have a Mincha now? Okay. So maybe we'll stop now.